something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Canline Tuesday on Twitter. Talking to Mr. Skin a little later on this morning. Got a brand new year stuff going on, or just regular stuff?
Just our normal check-in.
Skin. A little later on. It's Tuesday. We're back live today. We had a federal holiday off yesterday. Tuesday, January 19th, of course, for MLK Day. Good. I saw people, there was a thing about, and I took a picture of Martin Luther King because I do know what he looks like, and I know his history. And I posted just a picture and said we'd be back live. But I did see some people saying that people were posting the wrong photos. I'm not going to call you dumb, but you got to know what people look like when they're really famous. I mean, that should be something you should just be. If you're a grown person at all, if somebody's really, really famous and iconic, you should know what they look like.
It's easy to investigate.
Who are they posting pictures of?
You know what? I didn't see it.
Kevin Hart.
No. It's just, yeah.
Well, Kevin Hart's in everything.
It's what I do. Yes. All right. No, yeah. Do we meet Neil Brennan?
I don't believe so.
Because I thought we have. Because that commercial, you know, hey, buddy, why are you yelling?
Yeah.
That's him.
That's Neil Brennan.
Yeah, I know. And I'm thinking, I thought we met him. Has he ever been in the Funny Bone, Craig?
Not that I can remember.
I mean, excuse me, Nick.
I don't remember him coming through.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like he was,
maybe I've seen that commercial. He looks like a lot of guys.
Chappelle's Show.
Yeah. I know, but
he was all over that Comedy Store documentary, too.
Yeah, he was. That's probably the reason it's in my brain. I thought we might have met him before.
Right. And like 90% of the guys in that documentary we have met.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That might be the reason I'm mixing that up.
Who did you see photos of?
Well, other famous black men, obviously.
Like Bo Jackson?
Kaepernick?
That was on your page, Nick.
Yeah.
No. They weren't doing it on purpose. They weren't messing up. They were just messing up. They weren't being... They weren't doing it on purpose.
They were just being ignorant.
Yeah. They just made a mistake and said, oh, I'm sorry. I don't even apologize. But
you remember Frank Caliendo Jr.? It's his birthday today.
Oh, is Frank a junior?
I never knew he was a junior.
I didn't know that either.
Nor did I.
But that's what it says here. Who's older with Frank? All right.
No.
Okay. By the way,
he's 47 today.
The TNT scoreboard went back and figured everything out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't want to get into numbers too much.
How far back are we going? Beginning of the year?
He's got...
Looks like all time.
All time, yeah.
Oh, God.
Who keeps track of that crap?
That guy.
Yeah. And we called him out. Which really we shouldn't have, but we just gave him crap for no reason. We were laughing because we bum out about this. Kind of bum out he actually did this, though, now. Because now I'm going to want to win all the time. We've been doing this for years. Who's taller than who's deader, all that kind of stuff. And
so this is a compilation of all the games that we've played.
And we said
a listing for each one.
And
I
said, yeah. And Nick said he really bums out about losing, because it's stupid because we don't keep a track anyway. And you said we do. It is kind of funny. Well, apparently we do keep track. And now it's going to make it worse on you, Nick.
Oh, we don't keep track.
You have to gain on people now.
This guy keeps track.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have a losing record overall?
I'm getting into it right now.
It is also Katie Sagal's birthday. Okay. You may remember her from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Married with Children.
She's older than Caliendo.
Futurama.
She's older than Caliendo.
8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
She is the
singing Back Up for Bob Dylan.
She's older.
And taller.
Who's taller?
Oh,
her.
Frank or Katie?
Oh, it's got to be her. Yeah, I've seen her stand there. She's on the Connors with John Goodman now. She's like his love interest on the Connors. And we know Frank.
Frank's like 5'6".
Frank,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. This is what? Who's what now?
Who's taller?
Okay.
I wonder if this is a trick one, though, because it seems like she should be taller.
Yeah, it sounds like Craig's sucking us in, right?
But we've all stood next to Frank, and Frank is pretty short.
He is. I'm going Frank's taller.
No, I'm Katie Sagal's.
Oh, no, yeah, Katie Sagal's.
Katie Sagal's taller.
Okay, three Sagal's and...
Four Sagal's.
Katie Sagal is 5'9".
Okay.
Yeah, Frank's not 5'9".
Frank ain't 5'9".
I know that.
Frank is 5'10".
What? No, he's not.
No, he's 5'7".
You can't do that.
Were we high every time he was in here?
Well, apparently taller than him, yeah.
Because I was taller than Frank every time I met him.
Yeah,
and
all of a
sudden, he's taller than me. I go, what the hell?
He's 5'7".
And you can't do that. You can't lie like that.
Don't lie. That just deflates
us. Not even for a second.
Whatever.
All right. So we all won that one. I'm not gonna,
whatever. I ain't listening to that crap.
Our emotions are not of concern to him.
We all won that one, but I'm not going to add that into here because that's going to confuse me here. So right now, who's taller? I'm in first, 170 to 85.
No, you can't go. Touchdown. Oh, just kidding.
Right.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I did, and I will again.
He can.
I can, and I did.
You suck if you
there's
do that.
There's nothing to stop.
There's any number of reasons
you
why I
suck.
For doing
that's
that. Just another one. I'm probably ugly as well.
No, you're not.
Oh,
here's the deal with that.
Did you get your stimulus check first?
Yes, I'm probably ugly.
Well, then, yeah, you're ugly.
So here's the deal with that one. I didn't care you saying that because we knew we were right because we all know Frank. We stand
yeah, we all
Frank.
Knew the answer.
Right,
on
we
that
all
one.
Knew the answer. But if I hadn't met him yet, I would have been more pissed. All right. I have 170 wins, 85 losses. This is who's taller. Todd's got 162 wins, 85 losses. People were asking these guys why they sometimes we guessed too quick and Todd wasn't involved.
Yeah.
Sometimes I decided I didn't want to frickin' play. Apparently we're babies a lot. Puss is 165 and 81. Nick, you're 49 and 27 for who's taller. Then it lists Colleen and comedians, and Craig doesn't. Craig's one for two in here. I don't know where you do. Somebody's.
Occasionally, I'll have one.
Okay, got
yeah.
it. Who's older? I'm leading this too. 214 to 129. Todd's 205. His record is 205 and 141. Puss is 203 and 153. Nick, you're 44 and 35.
That's not very good.
That's not as good as the other one.
No. Stats for overall. I'm leading, obviously. Then there's one that's. Who's cooler? Todd is 9-1, and who's cooler? Puss is 7-2. We haven't played who's cooler with Nick yet. I guess apparently, Tony, our old buddy Tony, is 2-0, and Craig is 5-4. And who's cooler? And the reason I'm not in there is because I decide who's cooler.
Right. Who's cooler is. Do you agree with Tyler? Or
he's
not?
The judge, right. Judge, jury, and executioner.
I like that.
That's good. I'm just glad I don't have a losing record at any of those.
No,
yet.
Right.
And, that would be depressing.
And all the games, Nick, together, you are 95 and 67.
Wow. Right. You're a winner.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'd like to bust the calculator out and find out what our winning percentage is.
That would be the way to do it.
Bust it out.
Who's got the best winning percentage?
Apparently, I saw a lot of people responding to the scoreboard guy and who's taller guy, all these dudes that keeps these tracks. And remember, we always joke about the me picking Andre the Giant to be shorter and push.
And me agreeing.
Bandwagon. Apparently, we lost a who's taller at one point. Somebody was a foot taller, and we messed it up.
A foot?
Do you remember who that was?
I don't.
But apparently, people.
I think what we did was, if you add a foot, who's taller?
Well, that wouldn't make any sense.
Well, then they're both. The difference is the same.
If they're standing on a.
No, somebody said we messed up by a foot once.
Oh, I don't
know
believe
how
that.
We do that.
I don't believe that.
I know we're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I didn't put a caveat on that. I just wrote.
What would
I know
that have
we're.
Been like?
I didn't say but. I said I know we're stupid. I didn't say but.
Wilt Chamberlain and Dave Coulier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. But thank you for adding all that up over the weekend. Now it's a real game, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, that's quite the project.
It now is. I feel badly for asking him to do that. I didn't really expect anybody to do that.
They did it. He did it.
My God, that's some archiving.
Yeah,
it's got to be very tedious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's too many hours in the day.
There you
go. You know?
Yeah.
Bill Gates owns 242,000 acres of farmland in the United States, making him the largest private farmland owner.
More than Ted Turner? Ted Turner owns a good chunk of western Nebraska.
That's ranch.
Yeah, that's ranch.
That's landowner.
That's ranch, yeah.
This is farmland owner.
Okay. Is there a difference?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Okay.
Some land you don't farm.
Right.
Some you don't ranch.
You got it.
Yep. Well, land is just land. Farmland one uses to farm. 18 or 19 states. Louisiana, he has huge holdings in. Arkansas, even Nebraska. Bought some in Iowa. He's the biggest landowner. John Malone, a billionaire guy. with 2.2 million acres of land. Ted Turner comes in at number four.
What does Bill Gates grow on his farms? Just like soybeans and
he
stuff?
Doesn't get his hands dirty. He ain't out there digging in there.
He pledged $300 million over to support research to help low-income farmers in Asia and Africa adapt to climate change. Then they announced they were spending investing another many, many millions in research to help breed chickens that lay better quality eggs and cows that produce more milk for farms in South Asia and Africa.
Or is he one of those guys that gets paid not to farm it? Get the subsidies.
No, I don't think Bill
Gates cares. No, he's actually doing stuff here, trying to make things better for people in other parts of the world.
Bill Gates seems to be a decent person, obviously.
I know a couple of guys from North Dakota who get paid a bunch of money not to farm their 160 acres that they have.
But that's not, socialism.
It's called socialism.
Do they get pissed at people who are on food stamps?
Yeah, of course they do.
Because they don't deserve it, but the guy with 160 acres deserves that.
They were showing the Ozzy and Jack's adventures, and they're on a farm, and Ozzy is milking a cow, and Jack goes, "Where'd you learn to do that?" And he goes, "Prison." Ozzy's sharp on that show, man. He's a funny dude. He's squirting out. He just right away, prison.
Okay, the
Ozzy, you rock, man.
The leaderboard guy is checking in here with a screenshot of the one you were talking about.
Okay.
It was almost a foot.
Okay. And we lost?
I lost.
Man.
I lost. It was Charles Dickens and
Somebody in the past. We had
and
no idea.
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Okay, in your defense, we don't know.
No.
They were they're old figures.
Yeah, you don't remember them standing next to each other, do you?
Dickens is 5'8", Laura was 4'11".
But we got it right, apparently?
Yeah, you got you three. You three all guessed Dickens.
Did you?
And I guessed Laura Ingalls Wilder, because, again, who the hell knows?
We just guessed Dickens because he was a dude.
How did we pair them up? Do they have the same birthday?
Of course they have.
They must.
February 8th, I think it says.
Coming
here.
Up again. Do it again.
Yeah, let's give Puss another chance in a few weeks here.
I'll give you a little more defense there, Puss.
Give you a chance to redeem yourself.
You were just trying to catch one. You're trying to gain on us.
Yeah.
At this point, it's about gaining on us.
Sometimes you got to make those odd picks to move up the leaderboard.
Charles Dickens. But Craig won't do those mythical figures anymore. They're not mythical. Obviously, they existed. But
But did they?
9 inches. He was 9 inches taller than her. It wasn't even close.
I feel like that, since nobody knows, you just throw out the names. You've got no idea.
Yeah.
You're just guessing.
Some of them literally are just a shot in the dark.
Yeah. You're just guessing.
Who's seen a full body shot of Laura Ingalls Wilder?
You want one?
You still go with the dude, though. If you're going to just guess old figures, you're going to go with the dude. Dudes are taller.
Well, sure.
Dickens, I picture like Ebenezer Scrooge, somebody like hunched over.
Nick, you would have lost too then. You might not have been here at that one. That's probably been a couple years.
No, it was Nick.
Oh, it was?
The screenshot here he sent.
Nick got that right. Okay.
Lists all four picks, and it was Dickens, Wilder, Dickens.
We all go with Dickens.
Not falling for the 9-inch blowout.
Again.
Bush did.
Nearly a foot. Yeah. You should lose points overall for that.
Yeah. Well, at least they didn't call her Laura the Giant, and I still picked her. Shorter.
Los Angeles County is lifting restrictions on cremations because of the record high coronavirus death rate. Quality restriction that limited the number of cremations facilities could perform in a month has been suspended. The death rate in L.A. County now double what it was before the pandemic began. This has led to a backlog at hospital morgues, funeral homes, and crematoriums. The exemption will last for at least 10 days. How many people are saying, fake?
It's brutal. The cemeteries and morgues and obviously funeral homes are backed up. They can't even do anything about it. Some woman was talking about had to bury her dad, and he's 120th on the list to get into the cemetery.
Wow.
you're right. It's not fake. People were dying. Trump screwed up from day one and killed over 400,000 people, maybe more eventually. And those are facts. So, and he's done tomorrow. Not that it's going to change. We're still going to go through the COVID still. But maybe things will get a little better. Maybe we'll actually care.
We got somebody that's going to acknowledge it's a problem.
Exactly.
Well, at least make an effort.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we haven't had.
No.
The whole time. Since it started.
The whole time.
It's pretty crazy.
They were talking about how Kushner wanted to do a national testing back, and Trump said no. Remember, he said it was only the blue state problem. So they want to help the blue states because he didn't care because they voted against everything he stands for. So.
And you don't want to upset the stock market.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, your family dies. Yeah. Tomorrow can't come soon enough.
General Motors reportedly looking to expand its Corvette brand from a single sports car to a whole family of vehicles.
Would you agree, Craig, there's too many hours in this day that we need to get to tomorrow as quickly as we possibly
That's
can?
That's a good one. Today could be the day, Craig.
No, I still have to prepare for tomorrow.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, y'all do the same thing.
Yeah.
I have stuff to look for.
Okay, we don't.
I have to put words in front of me on a piece of paper.
Many pieces of paper in some cases.
Yeah. So they want to expand their Corvette brand from a single sports car to a whole family of vehicles. GM is considering building an all-electric crossover SUV inspired by the Corvette. It would have Corvette-like styling and performance capabilities. Well, they think a Corvette SUV can go on sale as early as 25 if it's approved for production.
Well, what's it look like? Is there a? I'm sorry. Did you say
would have Corvette-like styling?
So there's no. What do they call those cars? When
concept car.
Yeah. Which are always pretty cool, but a lot of them don't get made.
Well, this is what Ford is doing with the Mustang. The Mustang Mach-E. You've seen those commercials for it now.
It's an SUV.
It's kind of a crossover.
Because obviously it's been around for years now.
That's the electric Mustang.
Yeah, that's the all electric Mustang.
The blown up Beamer.
Yeah, kind of.
It's like this. I think that's a six. Yeah, it's a blown up Beamer. It's a crossover. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's got a full on hatchback, but it's kind of got that. It's not a sports car, but it's kind of got that same Mustang front end.
Got it. So
if you're calling it a Mustang,
Corvette
a sports
purist,
car.
Don't you hate this?
Well, it's a blown up Corvette.
I think you might. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I honestly do.
Because to you, the Corvette is a sports car.
It's a Corvette. Yeah.
That's it. It's not a pickup. It's not an SUV. It's a Corvette.
Well, if somebody was like, hey, you want to go take a ride in my Corvette? You're like, yeah. Then you get out, and it's like an SUV with the front end that looks like a Corvette.
What?
Like, that's dumb.
Watch that documentary on Hulu about John DeLorean and the DeLorean, if you're interested in cars at all, or the history of John DeLorean. It's pretty cool. I watched it the other day. It's on Hulu.
Now, did he originally plan the flux capacitor on the back end?
No.
Or was that an aftermarket thing?
No. But he did write them a letter and said, thank you for putting in the movie. This is after he'd already been busted for cocaine when that movie came out, by the way.
By the way, that's pronounced documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary and a biopic.
Okay.
Don't screw me up. I say one of them right.
You watched the Tiger documentary.
No, I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it good? I will watch it.
You don't sound too convincing there, Todd.
I'm about halfway into the second episode. And that's when his life is falling apart.
I started watching The Night Stalker last night, but it got too late and I don't want to get scared.
What was it, six?
It was about 7:30.
Did you leave the light on?
No, literally, I don't want to go to bed with those thoughts in my brain, even though I did watch a little bit because I'm interested in crime dramas.
The first installment of the Tiger thing is all the glory days, all the good stuff.
Yeah,
and at the end, they roll in that
I'll watch it.
Rachel Yucatel.
Yeah, I'll watch it. It's a documentary.
So she ends the first episode and starts the second episode, and she has inflated her lips far too much.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
that's always disappointing.
Except for one thing.
Well, yeah.
Because, in the old footage, she looks good. She has normal lips, and now she's all puffed up.
Okay.
You'd want to start watching that right when he walks into Perkins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they talk a lot about her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that I didn't know that is revealed in this.
So it's warts and all. It better be.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Especially the second installment. Right. Like I said, I just got into that.
Pitcher Tim Lincecum
Oh, the long-haired guy from the, for the.
I remember that guy.
Like, yeah. Cut his hair, but he was playing for the
formerly
Giants.
Giants,
yeah.
Apparently asked one of his teammates, Tyler Wagner, a former Texas Rangers pitcher back in 2018, to drink what looks like a good-sized container of Italian dressing for $1,000. Wagner said okay and proceeded to do it. There's pictures.
I saw the picture. It looks like probably at least a quart.
Oh, so it's not a regular size bottle.
No, it's not a bottle.
No, it's like a big tub, like you'd see like at a restaurant.
Now, that's a lot of oil going in your system there. So why wouldn't you do that for $1,000? What happens afterwards? Do you poop for days?
Yeah,
probably.
One of those things like milk, or your stomach really can't handle all of that.
They were teammates in Texas about 3 years ago. The two-time Cy Young Award winner, Betty McGrann, that he wouldn't drink the leftover dressing that came with the team salad. He chugged it. Wagner even provided a picture of the check that Lincecum cut to prove the guy paid up. And Lincecum threw in an extra $250 because he said it was rough to watch.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal, though. Unless that guy was a rookie coming up, he's got $1,000. Why do you want $1,000? I mean, that's not like you and I give each other $1,000. This guy didn't need $1,000. He still took it.
Yeah, those guys are super competitive.
They are.
There you go.
Right,
what Nick said.
You're right.
And he did not yak as a result?
No.
I did that, the Rocky, the five raw egg things.
Ugh.
I did that at home ec in high school for like $5.
You puke?
No, I didn't.
Five?
$5.
No, five eggs? Is that what you said?
Well, I think Rocky did four in that particular, the famous scene.
He
goes out.
I want to know if this guy has.
But it just rolled down your throat.
Yeah.
Just the way we like it.
I can't even choose which joke I want to do.
Exactly.
But
can I have it in my nose? Can I have it in my throat?
In this case, it'd be throat, Doc.
I want to know if this guy has had Italian dressing since then. Like, that's the type of thing that would just, like, nope, I'm done for the rest of my life.
And I wonder if, his butt was, it's coming out now, no waiting.
Well, yeah.
Well, right. For how long?
If he had to pitch the next day. That can be dangerous.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, you got to figure that goes right through you.
Yeah. It's all oily. I feel like those guys have to get bored, though. They're just sitting around eating salad. Bet you can't drink all that dressing. Oh, yeah.
And it's real money because those guys got money.
Yeah.
So $1,000
throwing
is
it around.
Yeah, all right. All right. We know somebody would do that for $10.
Five.
All right, sold.
I don't want you squirting the rest of the show, Craig.
Yes, you do.
Okay, you got me there. You're right. God, you're wrong. Mr. Skin, when we get back, speaking of squirting.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.